This is the Wizard of iPhone Speaking Special, Series 2, Number 90224, Identification. And I found I missed iPhone's birthday. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls at Bellevue 37221, and we'll hear from them next. Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, 1985, before the world ever heard of Google. We intend VIP Silver for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95 monthly. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage. If you operate a business, consider VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use coupon code Woody for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. A VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tech tips and alerts directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it today. With 2.2 billion iPhones sold as of 2018, Wikipedia estimates they represent 15% of the global smartphone market. Bravo Sierra. Wikipedia has apparently invaded New York Times territory. And here I quote, "It's over for Apple," end of quote. The Times didn't know what they were talking about, and neither does Wikipedia. That was 5 years ago, and since then, 248,000 Chinamen have been joined by 47,000 Indians busily building iPhones. FYI, more Asians build iPhones than live in Nashville, Tennessee. And that's a fact, Jack. I don't think either India or China uses the 40-hour work week, and each plant operates 24 hours daily. They would have to employ so many workers. It's driven by a mistaken idea. And here I quote again, "Old iPhones are no longer supported," end of quote. But that doesn't mean they might not be in use in less developed areas. Less than a month ago, I received a call on my iPhone SE, knowing that the SIM card had been removed. The leading number was 1, meaning the call was routed by the www, bypassing the cell network. AT&T always hated that part. It's also true that I've owned or used a 3, 3S, 5SE, an 8, a Mini, and a 13. That's 6 in all. It's just like the book I'm reading tells me about the much-vaunted self-driving vehicles. If the facts don't fit your success narrative, adjust the facts. Make it up.
Hello, this is Priscilla Smith. Go and play bridge at your local club this week.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.
Hi, it's Lily Hudson with your healthy eating tip of the week. If you find that you've eaten a sufficient quantity of food and you still feel hungry, it might actually be that you need digestive enzymes. That's right, sad to say, but that's one of the things that we don't make as much of as we get a little bit older. So check in with a good nutritionist, a dietitian, or your doctor. See if your doctor can direct you to someone that can help you figure out what enzymes you need so that you can better gauge what is hunger and what is actually digestion. Find out more at slenderstrongandfit.com. This is Lily Hudson. See you next time.
Just like Volkswagen did in their Chattanooga diesel product, program the onboard computer to report compliance. Or do it the way I do it when engaging Waze. I lie to a computer. I'm a passenger. It's a common practice in news writing these days. See my podcast, Does Your Podcast Headline Deliver? Remember this advice from an AP sports bulletin of the 50s. Write to express, not impress. Join me on Monday when I review Road to Nowhere. Digital tip of the day. Never engage, do not disturb in settings. Reason? You can't turn it off. My guest on Nashville Writes next week will be Lincoln Coram, local author. Please join us then. This has been the Wizard of iPhone Special Series 2, number 90224 for identification.